the origin of sustainable soil fertility is biological, because it's about humus. And humus is stabilized organic matter held in a sort of semi-permanent suspension in the soil, and that's what gives the soil its glue, its water absorption capacity, and its capacity to nourish plants. And most of the agricultural inputs that are used on the vast majority of UK farms today, i.e. nitrogen fertilizer, which is, we'll start with nitrogen fertilizer. It is a salt, and it is a biocide. It's not a pesticide, but it's hostile to bacterial and fungal soil life. So the more nitrogen you use, the more you're going to suppress the biology of the soil.
Yeah.
And if you use pesticides or herbicides or fungicides, you're going to do the same thing. So just about all the key agricultural inputs are in direct opposition to maintaining a healthy soil biology. And it's that fundamental understanding that is needed, and that will result in, if it goes in, it will necessitate farmers to change their practices away from feeding the soil and using it as a sort of anchorage for fertilizers which are from external and non-renewable, to building fertility through crop rotation, fixing atmospheric nitrogen, and observing what Howard called the law of return, in other words, the recycling of nutrients. That will be the basis of building soil fertility for future generations. It always was, and we've got to return to that approach. It's going to require the biggest adjustment to our UK farming systems, and actually farming systems throughout the world, of any since the Industrial Revolution. This spring I grew 3 fields of oats, and the yield varied in different patches of those fields between 2.25 tons to the acre and 1 ton to the acre, i.e. more than 100%. And the factor which caused that yield variation was not varietal, because all 3 fields were the same variety. It was variations in soil fertility and structure. So I know, as a farmer, and I think if you really press them, most farmers would agree that obviously there are differences in yields between varieties, but the key thing is to get the soil in a good state of fertility.